today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I heard his pony laughing.
Yeah, pony's
in the background.
Laughing. Sorry, yeah. Oh, I might as well.
Pony probably knows that I'm going to say Donnie Simpson set. Looks pretty. Right, Pony? Am I right about that?
Hey,
looks pretty good,
looks
doesn't
great.
It?
Hey, that was Pony doing Donnie?
That was Pony doing that thing.
Hey, Oscar, you really, do you have to put my name everywhere? Come on, man.
The way our boxes are stored, and keep in mind, I literally hurt, and I'm not looking for sympathy. It's just a
we
fact.
We get it. You worked one weekend in your life. We get it. We get it.
Thank you, Oscar. Thank you for your support, and thank you for making today's show being pleasant all around so far.
If the level of ingratitude is there, then, you know, F off, as far as fruitcakes are concerned. If you're telling me that this was the right time to make this decision, I think this is the right time to make this decision. You're out.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. Good to have you with us. Good to have you along on a Monday. Really, really great to see you. The show is heard, it originates really out of Washington, D.C.
Yes.
I come to you from wherever I might be at a particular time.
Where you know?
Are you now? I'm in Sardinia. Now, f*** off.
No, that's a horrible
we
word.
Are heard everywhere from Salinas, California, Silver Spring, Maryland, Winthrop, Washington. Back in the day, I did a character on the old Charlie and Harrigan show known as Winthrop Poodlemeyer.
I vaguely remember.
A blue blood.
He was a rich kid, like?
Blue blood.
I don't remember. That's how long ago it was.
Okay.
Seville, Spain.
You go to Seville,
Gilbert,
Mike,
Arizona.
Make sure you get a haircut.
Gilbert, Arizona.
I was hoping you'd.
Little Johnny asks his mother where babies come from.
Chianti, Italy. Where the Chianti comes
exactly.
from.
Exactly. That's where they make the wine.
Fantastic. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's really, really... we've got one of these shows today where my job as kind of a traffic cop is to manage because we have so much going on. But I want to lead with the big story of the weekend, which was fruitcaking,
yeah.
Where all you guys were out there...
Not me.
Not me.
He's more behind the scenes, though.
Yes.
I didn't even call, although I wanted to call, but I thought that Rob made it pretty clear to me on Friday that my call kind of slows down the operation, and Rob feels obligated to, like, say hi to say, and he stops when Rob... I saw a great video of Rob baking with his mouth. Is your mouth open the whole time you're there? Just out of curiosity, because you had you're taking trays from a big rack.
The whole tray
that look like the rack of trays that are going. I think they're going into the
yeah, exactly.
The oven.
Yeah. What happened is you can fit per tray per full. It's like a huge cookie sheet for people at home. Each one can hold 20 cakes.
Yeah,
and you move it on a rolling rack. So a batch is anywhere from 80 to 90.
It
so
depends.
You dose them. Yeah, Oscar, tell them about
what's
it.
What's the burn? What's the burn factor? That's what I was looking for. How many burns?
Zero.
Yes!
Zero. I got new gloves this year.
Yes.
Trip Affleck sent me gloves that go up to my elbows nearly, and so there's zero burns.
Remember, he'd want to hurt himself to tell the world, I'm not a cutter, I'm a baker.
That's right.
And he really, that one year, I think the first year, he looked like a cutter.
No injuries this year. None injuries. It was great.
That's
that
awesome.
Is great that news is, for the bottom line.
So they're done?
And
they are baked and ready to ship. I tell you what, we did more in 2 days than we used to be able to do in four.
Yeah.
We've really got it down to a system, and I want to thank my crew, Mark Riddell, who if someone told me was an angel, I would say, yeah, that's about
good
right.
Good man.
Pony
good
was there.
Good Catholic boy, too.
Very good Catholic boy.
I thought
boy.
He was Jewish.
Pony was there. Yeah. Sharon Bailey from the post office helping out, pitching
Sharon,
in. She's
I saw
awesome.
You.
And Dan O'Brien, most excellent.
D.O.
Also there.
Isn't Sharon Bailey your main contact to help with deliveries and
that's
things like
how
that?
She got sort of involved it's in the fruitcaking in the first place, but Sharon. It turns out she had has a past, as she tells me, in food service when she was much younger. And she loves getting in the kitchen, and she is
She's
great.
A sweetheart.
The
what
best.
A wonderful,
the
wonderful lady.
Best.
Really great supporter of our show. Thank you, Sharon. That's wonderful.
And, I mean, the whole crew was great. It was the first time for Dan O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
And what was great is as we wound up on, we baked for 2 days. And
he looked like he was having a good time.
He was when that picture was taken. Yeah. At Saturday, when we finished up at about 9:30 p.m., and I said, so Dan, tomorrow about 9 o'clock, right? Mm-hmm. He says, oh, we're doing it again?
Yes.
I said, yes, we are. See you in the morning. And then he wasn't there, and it got to be about 11:30.
Yeah.
And I said...
on Sunday morning?
Yeah, and I said to Twitch, I said, Mark, do I want to be the guy that texts him and says, where are you?
Yeah.
And I did. I said, waiting for
you. Good for you. You had a conflict.
Yes.
You tried a conflict. Congratulations.
Yes. I said, where you been?
Are
you coming in? Please advise. He says, trouble with the landlord. Had to resolve some things, and I can be there. Do you still need
There's
me?
Always something crazy.
Oh, he was praying that you said you don't need
and
him.
And I said, you know what? We are so, and this is how I played it. I said, we are so far ahead on the baking on Sunday, but going to need you for glazing and wrapping, so come on in as soon as you can.
Oh, so you played a little game with
little
him.
Bit,
not only did you
seek
out some conflict, well, that's good for you.
But we,
you're the chief baker. You need your crew in there.
It was good as far as margins, as the ingredients, very few leftover ingredients. Just the whole thing.
Big pep talk about that.
Yeah.
A lot of scenarios run.
A lot of things.
Oh, you mean as far as like overages that we didn't.
I wanted to replace the black walnuts with Brazilian nuts that look like black walnuts because black walnuts are really expensive.
Mike, the Brazilian nuts are totally devoid of hair.
And Rob, when we legitimately proposed some sort of replacement to the black walnuts, he stomped out of the office.
What's the quote? There was a quote.
If we're not going to do it right, I won't do it.
True.
Way to
Second
go.
Time.
I mean, it's the truth. You know how you know how they should taste. And
well, they're little. You know, they're not like these big wheels of Bundt cake you see at the grocery store that tastes like cardboard. Cardboard. These are concentrated. You've got all this flavor. I'm with Rob on this one on quality. Why do it? I mean, you know.
Also, I'm just going to tell you folks, this is the best batch of raisins we've ever constructed.
Oh, my God.
As far as internal flavor. Mm. I won't go into the science of it, but the raisins are key.
So this is like a vintage cake.
This is... The ones that we finished up yesterday, I swear to God, look like they're from a Harry and David catalog. They are so pretty and so good.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So
that's good.
We're very
that's
excited. Good. But I will tell you, over 2 days, 21 to 22 hours of baking, Sunday night, I'm tired.
Yeah, brutal.
Very tired.
Brutal, baby.
Turn your mic up to me a little bit so I can hear
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. The one thing, and then it was, you know, every year there's sort of a, I don't know, a catchphrase that comes out of the kitchen. And this year was, Rob's on the floor. Because every time we'd have to clean something up, that was another thing, is we stayed so far ahead of keeping the kitchen spotless this year as far as cleaning
Smart.
Up with the dishes and stuff. That way you can get out of there quicker at the end of the day. But, you know, if you got to get down and, you know, you drop some ingredients, you got to clean them up and throw them away and then, you know, re-sanitize everything. But anytime I get down on the floor, it got harder to get back up. So Mark would yell across the kitchen.
Was there anybody that would fall into the category of the sloppiest of the elves over there? Somebody was like, got to be careful. Because I can kind of see you being pretty flawless because you have so much experience.
Pony has the stickiest job, which is dosing the pans. And so that
dosing the pans, you're putting drugs in these fruit cakes?
That's for the super premium package, Mike. No, he's the one that actually puts the batter into the pans and weighs it. That's a sloppy job. But I will say, even though he throws a little bit of batter around, he's very good about cleaning up as he goes.
I think all neat people, for the most part.
Yeah, we all are pretty good.
Fastidious.
Yes.
But the notion of...
Anal.
Do not use that word around my fruitcake.
Sorry about that. I apologize.
Bad marketing. But if I'm down there cleaning up, they would yell, Rob's on the floor!
The pictures look like so much fun. And thank you for the behind the scenes.
Yeah, it was.
I think they're working their asses off, but they look like they're having a good time.
It is a lot of fun. And we've got such a good crew. And this is our, believe it or not, our fourth year in the huge kitchen. Yes, the fourth and final year.
You missed out.
It was great.
America.
But
what do you mean the fourth and final year? We're not doing it again?
Well, I just would like greater margins. You know, so we need to figure out a better way to
do this. You think maybe you know, that might have been passed along at some point to me.
Well, no. I'm just
do you realize no one told me this was final. The last year?
It's not final. It's open to consideration.
It's the first time he said it. Yeah, I was just jumping.
Are sales plateauing, increasing, or diminishing?
No, the demand was high. It should be higher.
Were the sales diminishing, increasing, or plateauing this year?
Plateauing.
Simple question.
Plateau.
Yeah. So
no. So not decreasing.
Yeah, but not enough to be like we should continue doing this for the level of effort and cost that goes into doing it.
That's your opinion.
Well, and what do you say, Rob Spiewak? I'd have to look at the final numbers.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. Of course, you're going to say you don't want to do that again.
No, we'll gauge it. I mean, we'll gauge it and see where we're at. If it benefits the show, it has to be.
It's not a loss leader.
No.
At all, whatsoever.
I understand. But I just didn't know. I didn't know. I mean, you know, you just threw that out there, and I, like a lot of listeners are listening. There are listeners right now that just heard what you
snooze,
said.
You snooze, you
lose. Because you just threw, you said for the last year, there are people that are reacting just like me, who have heard it for the first time because you're insensitive that way. Sometimes you miss that, and you've just thrown it out there and thinking about the business and yourself. And people are now crushed out there in listen land.
I'm looking for
people that love those fruitcakes.
A higher yield confection.
Like what?
Something that I don't.
Here's what you're missing.
Yes.
And with all your masters of business administration, this is what you miss.
All of your masters.
I'm the Grinch.
Yeah. I like to think I have my finger on the pulse of the way the average listener thinks.
Yes.
All right. And the average listener right now, the person that's out there, and there are many that are out there, and Rob will back me up on this. There are many out there that look forward to this. That are the first in. Every year to get these things that love them that much, myself included.
Yes.
Even though I get mine from Rob Spiewak's home kitchen.
Yeah, and yours might be a New Year's cake this year.
Yeah, New Year's cake.
Because
that's
I'm not sure I'm ready to jump back in.
You do whatever you want. Do whatever. Sounds like you guys might be a little crisp. I'm not up there.
Yeah.
I'm not the guy that does it. Wait a minute.
There's so many variables on the costs of ingredients.
Right.
You can't control the costs.
Yeah, and they vary year to year.
Yeah.
That's the amazing thing. So
I just want you to be prepared for your blowback
this
because I hear this and you guys have had these discussions and you know, obviously not alerting me to this fact. And so folks, for those of you that just heard what Oscar and Rob were talking about, and you might be really, really disappointed, I want you to know I will intervene.
Yes.
All right. I will intervene because it's not always about dollars and cents.
That's not. No, it's absolutely not.
Sometimes it's about love and support of the show.
Correct.
But I agree. You don't want to be, you know, we want to make it what it is, a fundraiser.
Yes.
But the fact is but I mean, I didn't know this discussion. Obviously, there have been a few fruitcake meetings where I haven't been advised, and I get that as I have grown older and you have pushed me further and further out of the business end of things. I understand that I didn't know what was going on.
Well, no, it's not so much
it's the supply chain issue. So if there's a supply chain issue,
COVID,
costs go up.
Yeah, everything.
We knew that going into this. So even if we get a slight discount or consideration from our vendors, everybody's costs have gone up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And our costs went up this year.
Yep.
And we had a wonderful guesstimate. Like, if we just do this, it should cover us.
Mm-hmm.
And it did cover us for the most part. But still, you look at that bottom line, you're like, I hope people realize that this is a fundraiser, but also this is maybe the last year we do this. Who knows?
Okay. Well, I get it. And you know, there's not a food company. There's not a retail company that's probably not having similar discussions
about
what they do and what they do. My question is, when is your audition this afternoon for The Last Samurai 2? That's what I want to know.
You like my hair?
What the hell is going on?
I use a different product. I got a little more volume.
Right, you
got
to lean over to the right a little bit behind. So the white. Yeah. See? It gets lost in the backdrop.
Isn't
there,
it nice, you know? Mike, to have Tintin on our show?
I do have an Asian.
By the way, what is the writing? What is the writing above? Is that a Mike O'Mara show
logo?
Like strip or something?
Yeah, it's a Mike O'Mara logo on the black.
All right, I see. Can listeners see that when they look at you? Because I see ICME.
Yeah, yeah.
I see ICME. That's what I see.
The full picture.
With that.
Yeah. It's there.
It pops off. It pops off.
You know, maybe I'm a little more aware of these things now, but, you know, I certainly would love to see something like this in back of you guys. That's a request that I have if, you know, we're talking turkey
about
that.
We'll see how the budget looks.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, I think it's possible. Like,
I think you want
it right here, right?
For the panel?
Just something where the name of the show is in back of you guys. It would be really cool.
Large, like huge.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can't see it on my shot. If people are seeing it on, the listeners are seeing it, that's what matters.
See it on the
matters,
wide shot. You know? We thought it'd be a more creative way than just a step and repeat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think, I'm not going to subject myself to this. But I might as well. But no, I have to be honest. Oh, this is frustrating. I heard his pony laughing
in
the background.
Laughing.
I might as well.
Pony probably knows that I'm going to say Donnie Simpson set. Looks pretty. Right, Pony? Am I right about that? Looks pretty good,
looks
doesn't
great.
It?
Hey, that was Pony doing Donnie?
That was Pony doing that. Say.
Hey, Oscar, you really, do you have to put my name everywhere? Come on, man.
That's just... Meanwhile, I've got Bob Steele. I see Bob Steele much clearer than my name on the Mike O'Mara show. That's it.
Well, Bob Steele's check cleared.
Easy fix.
So you throw that out there, and I truly was stunned by the fruitcake announcement.
You know what? Oscar spoke out of turn. Everything is still in play. We haven't even shipped out this year's cakes yet.
Rob Spiewak, how do you feel about it?
If it is going to benefit the show, then I am all in. But if it's not going to benefit the show, I don't want to do it because it is a tremendous undertaking, not just for me, but for my entire crew of elves. And I mean, for someone to donate an entire weekend, especially two weeks before Christmas, that's a big ask.
Yeah, and also there might have been allegations of mismanagement of ingredients. We're like, what is getting? I said we should be able to yield more cakes for what we're buying. Like, it was so funny. We're figuring this out as we go, right?
Right, right. And so this year we have minimal leftovers. We've had maximum. The first year we had maximum leftovers because it's hard to figure out. We went scaling from a batch of 8 cakes to a batch of 80 cakes. Yeah. Now, you would think all you have to do is multiply it by 10. That didn't work.
Also, Mike, what's fun is the leftovers. No one ever brings the leftovers back and says, hey, we've got leftovers. I had to do some due diligence and go into the team and say, what were the leftovers the first year? What were the leftovers the second year? The third year? And let's work on not having leftovers.
This is the third year, right? Fourth year. All right.
Which is fun because in the long run, you just want to control costs.
And there's stuff that will be returned. I mean, we have ingredients we didn't use. And so they'll return.
But we did not skimp.
No, absolutely not.
That's just my advice to you.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
Right. Because I'm speaking that man that you sit next to each
the
and every
last
day.
Samurai.
Mm-hmm. I truly think that, you know, I mean, it's all a question of value. All right.
Value
for production, value to the show, value to the people you work with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what the details are up there, but I would simply say that, you know, when fruitcaking became a part of who we are every year, your stock exploded. Your value to the company.
As I said,
exploded.
Mike, as I said,
if you remove that entity, if you remove that fruitcaking element, you know, I
think his stock, it's a built-in value.
I stand at the ready.
We will always remember the 4 years of fruitcakes.
And also, Mike, even if the show weren't to sell fruitcakes.
Rob, if I were you, I'd fight for those fruitcakes, if you know what I mean.
I hear you.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But what I was going to tell you, Mike, is that even if we
just
don't
roll over for, you know.
Even
him,
if we we don't sell
he's
them.
Logan Roy. I don't know if you're aware of that. He's Logan Roy.
I understand.
All right?
I know.
He's Logan Roy. And if it comes down to a business decision,
I'm his nephew.
But then again, wouldn't you say also during the last, 3 years, Oscar, those massive issues that we used to have every year, technically, remember?
Yes.
Remember back in the day where we had meltdownable technical issues that those have kind of gone by the by after we made the big move to M.
Yeah,
I mean, really,
It's infrastructure.
I mean, look what that's true. So I don't get mad nearly as much as I used to, and you don't get mad except when you come into the studio and something's not set up right. Yeah. But I mean, I you know, I mean, that's
we're in a better
that's
spot.
Pretty good. So. Mm-hmm. Maybe it doesn't matter. But and I here's what I excuse me. Here's what I don't want to do. If the decision is made that these were the last fruitcakes that will ever be sold through the Mike O'Mara show, I don't want to ham-handedly force an issue of some replacement.
No.
Unless it's organic and special. And, you know, because that doesn't come around. The whole thing with the fruitcake
was a 10-year journey. The fruitcake was a 10-year journey. And it started, and we've counted this story before. You declaring that you hated all fruitcake. Mm-hmm. That's how it started.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I said, not the case.
You had a better cake.
Well,
for a better
day. I just know that Christmas will be a little bit different, you know, as far as that's concerned. But, I mean, you know, it's all about analysis and seeing what's happening.
And Mike,
if you two are more closely involved with this than I am.
If God forbid the show stops selling them, how shall I say this? Uye ilste itge orzye umfre I may itchin k. Right? You'll still get yours.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You'll get the family
for me?
Batch.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I don't care. I don't really care. If I had my last one, I wouldn't, I'll be fine.
He's turned.
Why are you diminishing them?
Yeah, he's turned.
You mustn't diminish them.
Because you guys are diminishing.
No, I'm
the only one. And I'm not the kid.
Fruitcakes. Bye. You know, I mean, I just got to remember, folks, I'm dealing with this disappointment on air
in real time.
I am dealing with this right now. If the level of ingratitude is there, then, F off as far as fruitcakes are concerned. Look, if you're telling me that the fruitcake sales have to go and that this was the right time to make this decision, I think this is the right time to make this decision. So you're out.
No decision has been made, Mike.
I really think no decision has been made.
We will reevaluate then.
Well, obviously it was. It sounds like it was pretty well made, and you slipped up.
You slipped up by kind of
laying it out there.
What was
the most expensive ingredient this year?
The black walnuts.
Black walnuts are usually the most expensive.
Well, why are you getting them from that overpriced nut company then?
Because, Mike, that's the only place that sells them in bulk, and it is the best deal on them.
The quality of the nut. There was a discussion to get Designer Imposter ingredients and not get them from one of our true high-end vendors. We didn't go for that either.
The betrayer. I call that a high-end betrayer. That's what anybody that leaves one element of this show is a high-end betrayer. All right? I don't want to mention by name, but I love that company.
Yeah.
You know how happy I was when Harry's came back and advertised again?
Right.
I was like, I could have cried. You know what the next one in line may be on that one, if they would ever come back, would be nuts.com.
Yes.
A good company. They were fun.
I would love it.
Good company.
They don't advertise anymore.
Mike, what I'm saying is it was a fun advertiser. They don't advertise anywhere, though.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. You're both wrong.
Podcasts.
I see.
Podcasts,
okay, but they advertise.
They advertise, clearly, but not on podcasts anymore.
I'm just so filled with angst right now. I didn't know I'd start my week off like this, finding out that behind my back, and I want to speak to the listeners right now, that behind my back, Rob and Oscar have been conspiring to eliminate what has become a massive source of joy for our listening audience. You got Captain Penny Counter over on the right, who's just like, I just don't think the Jews is worth screaming like that. And then you've got, a man who, John Pop on the other side, who labor saving an opportunity not to have to do labor. Boy, that's a tough sell.
When have I said boo about making these happen and make them happen 4 years
in
a row?
I'm not saying you've said boo because you knew that was part of your job to do that. And I'm saying, though, that it's not a tough sale. You just admitted it yourself. If it's not going to benefit the show, I don't want it. It's not like we're bowling you over. There's no pride involved in it. You just want to. If he says to you, I really don't think you have to come in for 2 weekends and manage all this, and you're that's not a tough sell for you.
No, it's
right. Is it,
Mike?
That's why you're fighting me so much right now.
If it doesn't benefit the show, there's not a lot of point in doing it. But in saying that it benefits the show, satisfaction for the listener is part of that. If we're going to feel that,
there you go. Okay, are you coming around on that?
I never left.
Rob said.
I never left.
Rob did say, in his defense, he said, but because we had these discussions early on, even before this year's campaign internally.
Before we launched, yeah.
And Mike said, I'm sorry, Mike, you weren't part of this conversation. Rob said,
What was that? I didn't hear that. I think you dropped out. Yes, sorry. One more time. I didn't hear that. What did you say? I wasn't part of this conversation.
Rob said, the Michael Mara show is fruitcakes. We have to do at least one
Rob
more.
Rob said that?
Yes.
I said, it's our
brand.
Well,
then why did you let him bully you into this decision?
Because he's going to talk and let him talk. I'm going to show him the numbers and approve that it's going
to
be fine.
But it sounds to me like you're saying you're burned out from making them.
You know what? Check with me in 5 days. Today I am burned out because I'm tired and my knees hurt.
These are fresh.
But I said what I said is this. If it benefits the show, and part of benefiting the show is our brand.
Were there
part of
stairs involved? You said your knees hurt. Were there stairs?
No,
you've
got to get down on the floor, pick up ingredients, get back up. It's a zillion squats.
You have to squat?
And Mike, the mixer is a floor-mounted mixer. Yeah. So when you have to pick up the 80-pound pot of ingredients, you have to lean over, pick it up.
Okay.
You have to lift. You have
to
pour.
All right. I wasn't there. I do not. Have I ever done anything but celebrate your efforts?
Not at all. It's not about that. But what I want to say is I want to answer to what you said to me, is that if it benefits the show in any way, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do it.
Today we celebrate.
And if it's and it
tomorrow,
doesn't.
Tomorrow we pontificate.
Sometimes
let me tell
sometimes
you about
it's
him.
Financial. Right. Sometimes it's the brand. Sometimes it's
financial.
Joy for the people.
Do you think he enjoys the confection as much as anybody?
He hates the food. He hates the people who buy it.
No, he doesn't hate the people who buy it. How dare you?
His soul is full of gadgets.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. If the fruitcake can turn into a robot.
If we could get robots to make the fruitcakes, that would save us
robot fruitcakes
exponentially.
And let me lay one heavy thing on both of you.
Costs.
All right, I am fine with people doing their own thing, and I've been as time has gone on even more so.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I would like to reiterate to both of you, chuckleheads, that there are certain conversations that I would not mind at least being updated on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to be in the meeting, mm-hmm. but you can at least pass along we are thinking about, because this came as a total surprise to me.
Yes.
And everything I'm saying to you, I would probably say in a meeting, you know? But you're absolutely right. If it's, and when you're saying if it doesn't benefit the show, you're saying if we don't make a profit on doing these fruitcakes that is significant enough to move the meter. It's amazing because the whole idea, we call it a fundraiser.
But even if it was a slimline profit.
Yes.
I was going to say, benefit the show, you got to take me at my word. Part of the show brand, part of marketing the show, part of being a part of
our show. We're the fruitcake show.
We're the fruitcake show.
Yeah.
That's part of the value of it to me. But what I was saying is that if we're not making money and people don't care, then don't do it.
And Mike,
let me ask the money man something here.
Money man,
ask you this: if has there ever been a thought about bringing in, for an hour or two, spending the money to have an analysis from a person that really does this on the large scale to figure out the costs? It sounds to me like you talk about the costs going up, you know, that maybe there would be better ways to implement it with maintaining quality and doing that. I mean, have we done all we can do on that end?
The answer to your question, Mike, is this. Will there be fruitcakes next year? We're not 100% yet. It may be panettone, the Bolivian panettone. It's very famous. We're looking at all kinds of options.
Yeah, but you don't make that.
No,
it doesn't,
but my
come
mom,
from your
yeah, I would
just,
you back.
I would just have to go back to her. I just have to go over to her mom's house.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I could do it.
You want to be in a kitchen with Yoli? Is that what you want to do?
Yes,
Rob?
Someone's in the kitchen with Yoli.
Okay.
Or maybe you have a confection we don't know about. You know, we could work on that.
Well, it might not be Christmassy, but.
Uh-huh.
Here's what would have to happen. My mom's brownies.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's brownies would have to be replicated within my own family. And these, by the way, these brownies that, God rest her soul, she would send to me when I was a college student. And if I left them unattended, they would be gone. They were, these are not brownies so much as candy. Mm-hmm. That's how delicious they are.
You know, you've sent me, Carla sent me the recipe. Yes. I've done it. Yes. They're amazing. They are.
So do you think?
Mo's moms. Yes. Mike O'Mara's moms. Mo moms.
Mo moms brownies? Mo
mom's the only brownies. Thing that I would even put in the same category, and I didn't make it. Rob made fruitcakes. He's made fruitcakes with his mom. I did not make brownies. I've never made a batch of these. Yeah. Various wives of mine have made batches of these.
Most of your wives?
Almost all of them, probably, have made my mom's recipe. To the best of my knowledge.
Almost all of the idea.
All right. So you have the recipe, Rob.
Yes.
At some point, I think going forward, certainly not anytime soon.
No.
And by the way, when we come back later in the show, in fact, we'll push the homepage off because I want to finish up because when you came home from your baking day,
yes,
your wife needs to take some sensitivity training.
She does. Truly does. There's very little empathy.
We'll get to that in a second. But what I'd like to do at some point, I would like you to make the recipe.
Okay.
And then we need to do a taste test.
Yes.
Of course. Yes.
Because they are, my mom always claimed that her oven ran hot. And because her oven ran hot, that's why they came out as good as they did. But I don't know. It's
sort of like a crispy outside, tender inside,
like because
of
the
hot oven.
Yeah, tender. I guess the consistency would be yes, a very crispy outer cookie, and then a nice candy like fudgy inner cookie.
Brick oven brownies.
I had the same experience because I've made the brownies
Shut up.
A few times.
We're talking food.
I know he hates it. Mike, I had the experience several times when I made them. The thing about them is they are not cake-like at all. Like, if you were to buy, say, a box mix, and yes. the brownies are, like, cake-like.
Exactly.
This is the polar opposite.
And yes.
because of that, that's yes. why they're sensational.
Okay, so you have an appreciation for that.
Mike, I've made them multiple times.
And would be a lot less complex.
Yes.
But we're not right? saying no to the fruitcake. These are just options. You ask for yeah. options. These are options.
Well, I also don't think that we would necessarily be talking about a... Look, behind the scenes, I don't want to bog people down
right.
with our thing. But we look at the show on a yearly basis.
Yes.
We don't necessarily... This would not necessarily be something that would have to be confined to Christmas.
True. No.
This
true,
would be... but it would be still under the heading of a fundraiser. It
Leap
would be,
year.
Yeah.
You know, it would be pretty special.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I thought... And what this is what would be required.
Okay.
It would be have to be Rob Spiewak making them just one batch and sending them down to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I am the chief taste tester to tell you if they're done. And by the way, they travel extremely well.
But that would be part of the test because we'd have to make sure that it could go from D.C. to Florida.
And dry ice.
Right. Yeah. That's right. And when Rob says kill, he means exactly what he's talking about. Eat the brownie and, you know, fall down on the floor and die.
Rob's on the floor.
Born on the floor.
That God. Was said too.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. My mind's going off in another direction. How long are we going to have to wait now for the next one? A year, right? Right? Isn't it going to be a full year where we have to wait for the next succession?
I think with HBO's schedule, Mike, yeah. you'd be very lucky to get it in a year.
Yep. That sucks. All right. So, look, everything's on the table. Fruitcakes are not off the table.
Right.
Thank you to everybody. Yeah. And I can't wait. And please, this year... you know, goose my guy up here, Rob Spiewak. When you get your fruitcake, I want them all over the place. Let people know how you're enjoying these, okay?
Please, and are you an ice cream guy or a whipped cream guy? We need to know these things.
Or a nothing guy because
Could
I don't
be.
Put anything on them.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
I put nothing on
Naked.
Them. I put them in the freezer. I take them directly out of the freezer, and I eat them from the freezer. That is the truth.
Fresh.
They are fantastic.
This year, Mike, I got a new movement, though. Try it with hollandaise.
That's a bowel movement is what that is. All right, we have to take a break, and when we come back, just finishing up this whole weekend, we'll talk
letter.
To Rob about Carrie, and then I'll talk to you about the golf tournament. You might have seen it on TV, the QBE showdown that I went to where my wife could make new friends. Yes, I am jealous.
Oh, boy.
Biatch!
Hey, kids, where do you want to go for dinner?
Amato!
Now Jim Amato is going to, like, sell a veggie burger.
Amato burgers.
I love beef, but I'll take this.
You'll not believe the incredible Michael Mara burger.
This Amato veggie burger is fantastic.
Oh, God, these are good.
Welcome to Amato's, Pittsburgh's favorite burgers.
It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
At Amato's, we pack our burgers with top-quality cuts of beef and prepare everything with tender love and care.
Did they teach you that here, Brad?
If you're hungry for laughs, why not try the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show? Supersize the fun with a yearly subscription at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Yeah, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
That's what happens when you key your microphone in midlife. Hey, everybody. Christmas has come early for anyone looking to refinance and take cash out or purchasing a new home. After the new Omicron COVID variant was announced, mortgage interest rates plummeted back below 3%. What does this mean to you? Well, you can use the equity in your home to cover your holiday expenses, pay off credit cards, or take cash out for any reason, all while making the interest tax deductible. Just call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team, his wonderful team of people at Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone First is a direct lender with their own money, so they can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. So, even if you're working with another company, use them to make sure you're getting the best deal. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and hundreds of great reviews. Why would you call anyone else? Call the only mortgage company I recommend, Cornerstone First Financial, serving the listeners of the Mike O'Mara podcast for over 6 years. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. So let's wrap up this situation. Now, Oscar, I've been privy to this little discussion before you got here today with Rob Spiewak. Yes. So, Rob, total time spent baking on Saturday and Sunday, over 8 hours both days. No, correct?
Well, Mike, I can tell you exactly because you have to log in and log out of the kitchen. It was between 21 and 22 hours.
Yes.
So 22 hours, his entire weekend spent in the kitchen making fruitcakes for you. What time did you walk into your domicile last night?
Last night about 6:30, because we got an early start on Sunday, and we had a really long day on Saturday.
Let me explain Sunday, yes. Okay? Sunday to me is the ultimate day of rest, all right? I don't like weddings on Sunday. I don't like parties on Sunday. I didn't like it when all my Virginia redneck friends just loved Sunday, where they would just get S-faced down there because they all had to, you know, put up drywall the next day. They didn't have to have their wits about them. I hated it, all right? It was frustrating for me. I don't like Sunday. And because Sunday, I'm exhausted. If you throw in something where I'm doing something even recreationally on a Sunday, I think I can best sum it up by saying what I do on Sunday is I respect the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is a day of rest.
Sunrise service.
On the seventh day.
So the idea, yes, the seventh. So Rob Spiewak, busting his ass all day with these fruitcakes, walks in to his house at 6:30. Now I'll kick it over to you, because I think your brother there is going to understand your plight.
I want you to know at about 1 o'clock, Carrie sent me a text on Sunday, and she said, "How's it going?"
Sweet. Checking in.
I said, "Good."
Very nice.
And that was it. And so I get home at 6:30.
Good.
Get home at 6:30. I come in, and I say, "Hey, got them all done. Hit the mark. Surpassed it by about 15 cakes. We're in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
Great day. Really tired, but really great. How was your day?" She says, "Oh, I was mostly just lazy today." I said, "Really?" And then she said, "Yeah. Do you want to put up the Christmas tree tonight?"
Oh.
And like no other conversation in between.
No,
that,
and I said, "Well, I know we had mentioned it, that if today went really well, maybe. But you know what? Tomorrow might be better, because right now I'm literally in pain.
My back aches.
And I want to sit down." Yeah. And she says, "Wow, tomorrow's going to be kind of tough." And I just said, "Okay." And so I was too tired to fight it. And so I went and we got...
Would it have been World War III if you had said...
It would have been...
Insensitive.
No, Mike, it would not have been World War III, but it would have been the Cold War. Because it would have continued...
So she would have passive-aggressive you all night.
But all week. Probably all week. But what happened is that I was able, by staying up last night till midnight, doing everything, I was able.
Yes, she doesn't put up the Christmas tree. You do.
No, it has to be put up. And then I said, maybe I'll just put up the tree. And I don't know if I'm going to screw, because I put additional lights, even though it's a pre-lit tree. I have a certain way I like it.
You're very
and I want to put on additional lights. I said, maybe I'll I don't know if I'm going to do the light. She says, I don't know. Sure, it'd be nice if the tree was all done. Everything was done when the kids got home. I said, when are the kids being? And she said, Thursday. Mm. And I said, okay. And then, you know, you just get one step closer and one step closer and say, all right, I'm going to go get the boxes. Now, the way our boxes are.
If you were going to break down.
Yes.
In a percentage.
Yes.
Of tree activity, how much would you do and how much would she do?
And a percentage adds up to 100, right?
Oh,
yeah, it does. All right. I get it.
92.
So, in other words, at she wasn't point, saying, when I she was asking you to put up the tree after you did the
well,
the
and Mike, here's the deal. Is that once you get the stuff, the way our boxes are stored, and keep in mind, I literally hurt, and I'm not looking for sympathy. It's just a fact.
We get it. You worked one weekend in your life. We get it. We get it.
Thank you, Oscar. Thank you for your support, and thank you for making today's show being pleasant all around so far. I hope you continue to sprinkle your magic fairy dust on my goddamn life.
You should have argued with her. You should have laid down on the couch and watched TV all night and gone to bed at 10:30. So, show is suffering.
We have our magic Christmas boxes are on shelves in our laundry room that are sort of around the
perimeter. Tell her to go up and get it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you're handing them down, that is the worst thing for reaching and over your head and over your back. So that's physical pain.
Yeah, again. That hurts.
And so all
is she getting the boxes when you go up
she's
there?
She's getting them down and handing them to me and sort of dropping them to me. And then we get the boxes downstairs and I start with the lights and I said, hey, I got the lights done. We can do the. Is there anything easier? I even say more pleasurable as far as the Christmas experience is if someone has a divided box of ornaments and all you have to do is hang them on the tree, right? They're light.
Oh,
no,
I hate it. But, I hate it. I don't go anywhere near it.
So I start doing it and I look and she's on her phone looking at videos. And I'm like, hey, you ought to come in here. It's Christmas.
You make that bed yourself. You make that bed. Yeah.
And wait, and the thing that pissed me off the most, which she finally relented because I think she caught the message, is she's watching 90 Day Fiancé. Mm-hmm. And I say, you know what would be great? I said, you know what would be great? Is
watching 90 Day Fiancé, wishing, hoping.
Yeah.
Could I...
one of these hunks with an accent. Put this up. Lickety-split.
Could I put on some Christmas music? That might be nice. And she said, sure, but I'm going to keep watching this, okay? And I said, no... not okay, because you can't have two audio sources at the same time. Enjoy your show. And so,
you relented again. You lay down too much. Be a man. Come on, stand up to her.
Look, if we're going to do this, it's been a long day. I'm happy to do this, but we're putting on holiday music. You turn that TV off, and we're going to be present to what we're doing together.
She's just basically tasked you with putting up the tree for her. You are her task rabbit,
I guess I am. Yeah. You know what? It's in retrospect, it's so clear. But at the time, it was so sad. Yeah. And Merry Christmas, everybody.
When my wife asked me.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. And asked where's the Tylenol?
Something like that. I said, look, not the right time. Don't want to discuss it right now. Let's talk about it tomorrow. And she looks at me like I'm a monster of sorts. And then she starts talking. I said, I just said not the right time. And it's very clear, not in a rude or hurtful way. It's just, you know, we've like the king has spoken. This is where we
are. It's the way it works.
Yeah.
It is the way it works. Yeah,
and that's something you have to like really chisel out over the years.
Or it can be sort of destroyed over 25 years.
Well,
maybe it existed at one point.
Would it make you happy to know that I had an altercation with my bride over the weekend?
But did it end up in your relationship looking like Roman ruins?
No.
Well, that's good.
It was okay, but I never got my share of contrition that I deserved.
What I can always say, Mike, it's the holidays and we're all miserable.
Well, now a couple invited Carla and I, a couple that had very special tickets to the golf tournament this weekend. And it's not a real championship, but it's a shootout. They call it the silly season. But they're pro golfers. And
names we would have heard of?
A showcase.
We yeah, of course.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Names, lots of names that Bubba Watson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay.
Lexi Thompson. You know, lots of big names
the
there.
Real deal.
Kevin Na won the thing yesterday. Mm-hmm. So it's a great tournament. And they had the best way to watch one of these tournaments. They had those tickets to one of those grandstands that you get in where they feed you and they water you down. Yeah. And so what I didn't realize, we get there early, and when you're on the 18th green, and the players haven't come through yet. But they got food and drink. And I'm drinking a Bloody Mary, and it's
nice.
Great. And we're there with another couple, and then I go with the guy, and I walk around, and we're enjoying watching the golf. Meanwhile, the ladies are staying back at the little tent,
right?
And they're enjoying themselves. Now, at the corner of the tent, they had a great setup. They had the back wall. They had tables with food. Then they had a little bar set up where you could get all the booze you want.
What kind of food?
And
just
then,
for fun, just
they had some steak. Sliced steak.
So the real deal.
That was, and little sliders.
Yeah.
Set up. It was really good chow.
Yeah.
And we were really hungry. So it really worked. Then again, I'm always hungry. So we get back after taking our little walk. I'm gassed just because I'm gassed because I'm 62 and I have an 8-year-old. So
right, sure.
I'm realizing now that my permanent state of mind is just.
Right.
So we get up there, and I noticed that Carla's, having a good time, really, and I don't agree, but I said, okay, well, you know, when they got little seats down there now for when the players come through, and Carla, the first tell for me is Carla says, I don't think I'm going to make it down there.
Oh, boy.
Like, okay, it's a golf tournament. What happens, I'm concentrating this story, is I go down first. Then the hubby, the other hubby, comes down. And in between the hubby coming down, Carla stops over. And I said, all right, can you hang here with me? No. And that's the attitude that I'm getting a little bit. No.
Oh, she
I don't
was
do that.
Was she thirsty more than hungry?
She hasn't been thirsty for a very long time. She was thirsty on Saturday.
Okay.
She was really thirsty.
All right.
Set up in the corner. With a bourbon company promotion, where they have a little barrel with
nice.
A tiny hole cut in it, and then they've got a little golf mat where you putt into this hole.
Okay.
And I go over, and Carla's trying it, and I try it, and it's really hard to do. It's the kind of thing like a carnival game where the hole is just big enough to
fixed.
Fit the ball in.
Yeah.
So it's kind of it has the illusion of being fixed. And there are guys over there with cigars, and they're doing like that. So I go down to watch the tournament, and the players start coming through, and I'm talking to the other husband, and then there's another couple over on the other side, and we're chatting. And then the nice thing is Carla does a couple of flybys, and each flyby she's more and more festive. But it's cool
because
she's handing me a cocktail.
Sure.
So I'm really happy about that. So it's a drink-a-thon at these things normally. And then I hear, ow! That is Carla's sign of I did something special. Ow! And she comes down. This is when I know. All right? This is when I know. She stands up, and there are maybe four rows. You know how they are, those tents at the golf tournaments?
Yeah,
there are maybe four rows.
Yeah.
And there are people sitting in because the golfers are coming through now.
Sure.
But there's a gap. And Carla stands back up. Mike! Mike! And everybody, all the heads, like 400 heads, like turn simultaneously. I got it in the hole.
Oh, no!
I got it in the hole. And I hear, oh. And I'm like, hey, way to go. And most of the people in the group were kind of like laughing. Oh, wow. Look at her. And so the day ends. We go back up there. She's very excited. She's made lots of new friends.
Sure.
Including, of course, a couple of guys who I have to be introduced to. And the guys are you know, like, they're really one-third of my age.
Right.
And they're all say, hey, nice to meet you, sir. You know, when I see the eyes go, you know, it's like,
sir.
That's her husband. And then we leave. And we split off from the other couple. And I said, well, let's just go grab dinner.
Okay.
And we grab dinner, and we pull up. And I said, well, go see. It looks crowded. Go see if there's a table available. Oh, you do that. I said, I'm driving the car. I'm driving you. You do that. And who are these people in front of us? Douche! Douche! I said, that's a handicapped.
Oh,
that is a handicapped
no.
thing. No, she's not out the window. She's saying this in the car.
But still not
And
okay.
the door's open, and it's obviously they're putting out a wheelchair yeah. onto the
ramp,
ground.
The ramp's out there, yeah.
And I said, will you please just go in? Oh, there's no problem. Carla, will you please go? Oh, dick. Stop being a dick.
Oh,
dick.
No!
Well, good.
And then good. We get a table. And during the table, it was like, you know, and I couldn't believe it. And this guy says, hey. And meanwhile, there's a table with children at us yeah. next door to us. And Carla says something like that. And I couldn't believe it went in the effing hole. I said, honey, keep your voice down, please. So I had the pleasure of waking up next to her in the morning with the attitude that she's given me a million times.
Yes.
Where I'm going to give, you know, she's going to wake up with the big guilt trip.
Sure.
And I'm going to say, you know, you had a little, you were a little tipsy. Don't you think you owe me an apology?
Do you remember when you did this?
Thing?
Yeah. Do you remember?
Nah, not a sliver of it. No, she remembered everything. Yeah. She remembered everything. She was just joking about the dick thing she said. So I'm, you know, I went
know,
to bed last night.
The first three
feeling,
times she used the word dick might have been a joke. But when you get past three,
yeah.
Don't be a dick.
What do you win for?
Oh, getting in the hole?
Yeah.
A cigar.
Oh. Ugh. I thought there was.
Life is great.
I thought it was something, yeah. some sort of trip.
No, and it was bourbon,
something.
And I don't drink bourbon. You would have liked it. It was bourbon. It was
yeah.
a.
Yeah.
You know,
but if it's that
nice
hard,
bourbon.
There
yeah.
should be some insurance mm-hmm. policy surprise that nobody gets.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
So, so how did you feel this weekend? Satisfied? Did you have a good weekend?
I had a terrible weekend.
All right, you had a terrible weekend. Yeah. So you felt bad. How did you feel this weekend? Satisfied with the accomplishment of
Very
doing the work?
Very pleased with the accomplishment, but you know what? Mm-hmm. I would have rather have had a little bit of empathy at the house. You know,
all right, would you like
empathy.
To ask me how I felt this
Mike,
weekend?
Mike, how was your weekend?
Irrelevant. Thank you. That's it. Now we'll have the homepage coming up.
Nice.
Lots of stuff going in the news, including one of those fabulous cat stories.
Oh, meow.
Meow. We'll be right back. We're running late. Shocker. It's Monday. Didn't get to anything I wanted to get to today. We'll be right back, everybody, on the Mike O'Meara Show. Whoa.
Of a white Christmas.
This is Robert Wood, dubbed the whitest guy in America by Mike O'Meara. This time of year, when I'm not doing white guy stuff like cooking up meth or alphabetizing my Perry Como record collection, I'm trying to come up with great holiday gifts. That's why this year I'm giving the Mike O'Meara bonus show to everyone on my list. They'll laugh all year long, and I'll have the satisfaction of knowing that Mike, Rob, and Oscar will have a happy new year. So give the bonus show. It's easy. Just go to MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Hi.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
Hey, have you ever noticed how difficult and confusing it can be to start investing? There are so many barriers to get started, especially with cryptocurrency. One single share can cost a mint. That's why Oscar and Rob joined Public.com. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They can start small with slices of shares and invest in what they believe with any amount. Exchange insights with a community of investors and build a portfolio with confidence. When you invest on Public.com, you're never alone. Choose from thousands of stocks and ETFs, along with 10 popular cryptocurrencies. And Public.com takes your privacy seriously. They don't participate in payment for order flow. That's when brokerages sell your trades to third parties. Instead, Public.com routes your trades to the exchanges directly. So there's no middleman. Public.com, invest with confidence. Start investing with as little as a buck and get a free slice of stock up to $50 when you join Public.com today. Visit Public.com/TMOS to download the app and sign up using the code TMOS. That's Public.com/TMOS and code TMOS. TMOS. Valid for U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to account approval. See public.com/disclosures. Not investment advice. How did I do with that reading?
Perfect.
Yeah.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
All right. And I want to mention, Oscar, don't worry. We will get to your weekend at some point tomorrow because you said terrible. And you know that sets off the alarm here. Isn't that great?
Piques your interest.
It does. It does indeed. I thought he had a good one, but I wasn't sure with that. Michael Strahan had a good weekend.
Yay!
He completed a 10-minute trip into space on Saturday aboard the Bezos Blue Origin rocket. He was one of six passengers, who also included Alan Shepard's daughter. Alan was the first American astronaut to go into space in 1961. Michael said, quote, "It's almost like an out-of-body experience. It's hard to even believe it happened, and it's such a feeling of almost being completely out of control. You completely trust your life is in the hands of other people." He said the I love yous and all the things that come out that you would not expect to hear before this trip happened was transformational in my understanding of how much I love people here and how much people love me here. Why does he always have to mention?
I'm so glad that he finally got a break.
Yeah. He said the term touchdown has new meaning now. He took along his Super Bowl ring and retired New York Giants jersey. So I guess they bring them up into space and bring them back. Jeff also hit a football on board that will be going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That's nice. Michael said he wants to go again, but Jeff joked that he'd have to buy his own ticket next time.
And then he gave him three more TV series.
Aren't they turning this into a dickathon? They really are. After the flight, Michael enjoyed a cigar with his mama. I don't know if she was smoking it, but...
she won it at a golf tournament.
That's good, for hitting it in the hole. Here's some good news. Kim Kardashian filed legal documents on Friday asking to be considered legally single. Ooh. This came literally hours after Ye's first... Or is it Ye? Ye's first... Just Ye. Say Ye. When I see Ye, we can make a little more space for Ye.
Kanye West.
This came literally hours after Ye's Free Larry Hoover concert, where he ended his song Runaway with, quote, "I need you to run right back to me." More specifically, Kimberly. So I guess he's doing that.
Begging.
And yes, Kim was in attendance.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Yeah. Just weird. If the judge approves Kim's request, child custody and property ownership will become separate issues from her marital status to Ye. She's also requesting that her maiden name be restored. So goodbye to West. Well, she might be at the concert, but it sounds like she's moving on.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Yes, sir. Someone asked people to name simple everyday pleasures in life that the super rich don't get to experience. Here they are.
Okay.
I like this list because it made some sense. The excitement that comes with finding a $10 bill in an old coat.
That's good.
You find money somewhere.
That's a great thing.
You get to, not having to worry someone's just dating you for your money. Don't need that if you're not super rich. True. Thrill of finding. You know, I don't like this list. I thought I liked it before.
Nah, little too close to home.
Thrill of finding a favorite product on sale. I love that.
Yeah.
Super rich don't care. The intense family bonds that come with not having money.
True.
That you and me against the world vibe.
Okay.
The good aspect of public transportation, like reading on the subway, having a weird but interesting conversation on the bus. I get that. Boom. The great feeling when you fill up your gas tank and don't have to worry for a while.
Yes.
That's a good one.
That's me.
Yeah.
Because I go to Costco and wait in like a 12-hour line to do
it. Would you hurry up, please?
Oh, God. And then when you're done with it, you're like, that's awesome. That's pathetic.
You know what the worst thing is if you go to Costco and you know you've got either the gas tank on the left side or the right side of your car?
Yes.
If the line is longer for the side for your car, it pisses you off.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
The pride that comes with making a big purchase, like when you finally save up to get a car or a TV or something like that.
Big deal.
Having to get creative in the kitchen and use what you've got, then you're oddly proud when it actually tastes pretty good.
I like that.
Now, a rich person could probably take what they had in the kitchen and make something like truffle.
What if a rich person got to go in a rocket because of Jeff Bezos?
Then say he was really glad that he knows now how many people love him.
Exactly.
Okay, there's a product out there. I don't know if anybody's ever used this, but it's called Vuity, V-U-I-T-Y eye drops, and they have officially hit the market. The drops claim that they can replace eyeglasses for some of the 128 million Americans who have trouble seeing close up.
Oh, wow.
The medicine takes about 15 minutes to work, but the effect of sharper vision can supposedly last up to 10 hours. Now, I'm thinking that All I know about vision is that it's all about light coming in.
Yeah.
And that. So, but it says it's FDA approved. I would just think, you know, my vision was incredible. And you wake up 2 days later, it's like, I'm blind. I cannot see. Help me. Help me. Who knows?
You would try them, though, if they replaced your reading glasses 100%. Every day.
I might try them. I might, because I really don't wear glasses except for reading. I don't even wear them driving. So who knows?
But it makes your pupils look like a cat.
Meow. Hey, that's cool because we got a cat story.
Oh, that's right.
We're in the middle of engagement season, which runs from Thanksgiving to Valentine's Day, and also the NBA season. So wouldn't every woman want a proposal on the Jumbotron at a basketball game? The answer is no. Mm-hmm. A new study looked at what women want in a marriage proposal. 66% would prefer a private setting as opposed to an elaborate public display. And the same amount, 66%, would like it to be pre-planned. That's interesting, and I'm surprised at that. I would think they'd want to be surprised and spontaneous. No, it's not the case. 85% of women say they feel there's more pressure on their partners to plan a unique proposal than in their parents' generation. I believe that.
Okay.
And 20% think the exchange of rings has more meaning and significance today than before. Nearly all women, 96%, expect to have some involvement in the selection of their engagement ring. 96%. That surprises me.
Hmm.
And I always thought it was the surprise. You go out, you get the ring, you get a nice
surprise
ring.
Taste.
You
give it to
and you give them a gift receipt.
Awkward conversation.
Yeah. I picked my wife's out, you know, by myself. Yeah. Out in California.
Yeah, but you had some practice.
Well, and I also had to, you know, I had an income back then. It was fun.
I'm surprised that landed so well, Oscar. I thought he'd be more pissed at that.
What did he say?
He said, you've had lots of practice.
Yes, I have. Well, I'm used to jokes like that, so thank you.
It's like bing, bang, boom.
Yeah, he's a dick.
He's moving on.
Dick, 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 dick.
So women don't want the big, fancy, fake, you know, phony on Jumbotron. They didn't ask about the worst ways to propose, but you should definitely avoid when someone else is celebrating something like their wedding
or
their engagement party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So selfish, or so tone deaf.
A funeral.
Right, I heard my favorite part of the show now is to hear Boney in the background laughing. Right next to the casket. Yeah. I know this might not be appropriate, but please. And now a little something something. For at least 2 days and maybe more, residents of a suburban Denver neighborhood worried about the fate of a black cat called Panther.
Panther.
Who was perched atop a 36-foot utility pole.
Oh.
Panther stayed put despite efforts by his co-owner and others to coax him down. The cat went missing earlier this week and was first spotted atop the pole on Wednesday. Animal control, along with the power company, were called for help, but they said, "We can't do anything." Then news of Panther's plight reached Aurora, Colorado council member Curtis Gardner. And city officials dispatched a ladder truck Friday afternoon. After getting the truck into place, firefighters rescued the cat, Panther. And Panther seemed eager to get into the pet carrier. Kimberly Medina is the co-owner of Panther and said that Panther always has been allowed outside, but no more.
No more.
Won't let Panther out anymore.
That's a good plan.
Yeah, and then Panther said, "I'll still be able to get out." Then pooped on the foyer floor and hissed at reporters and climbed up the brand new curtains. Cats, thank you very
much.
Hate him. Did I do justice with it? I'll still be able to get out.
Yeah, you.
Thank you, Panther. We'll take a break. I don't even know where I am in the show. We'll keep going. Something else coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Twitch.
And I'm Ahmad. We're here today to present TMOS True or False.
We'll tell you a surprising fact about your favorite podcast, and you guess whether it's true or it's false.
Here we go.
Mike O'Mara is distantly related to Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria.
True. By the age of 22, Rob Spiewak could already consume 114 beers in one sitting.
I've seen him do it.
Oscar Santana discovered Paraguay and invented the game Clue.
Yes. Pony boy Matt Bloom was jumped into an Asian street gang in 2014.
True. Dan O'Brien was born with a tail.
Debbie has it in a shoebox.
The Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center is the very best way to do your holiday shopping.
You damn
Damn right.
You'll save time, money, and avoid the hassle of fighting the crowds at the big box store.
He ain't lying.
Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Tommy John.
Tommy John.
Tommy John. Hey, you want some Tommy John? Tommy John.
Tommy John.
Come on now. Can't decide what to give your friends and family this year? Wish them a merry softness and a happy new rear. How about that, huh? Yes, sirree. With new comfy underwear. How about that? Loungewear, too. Pajamas. From Tommy John.
Tommy John.
Tommy John Lounge. Tommy John. I just like saying it like that. If they're mad at me, let me know,
all
okay?
Right,
but I like
it.
Saying Tommy John. Tommy John's loungewear, luxuriously soft, tri-blended micro-modal fabrics, mean four-way stretch and no lint balls or fuzz. With over 17 million pairs sold, giving the gift of Tommy John underwear and loungewear has become a holiday tradition for families all across the country. 97% of women and men love getting a gift from Tommy John. That's why Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics.
Fanatics, Oscar.
Fanatics.
Returns and exchange. Changes are free, and you get Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Get $25 off site-wide, plus free shipping right now at TommyJohn.com/TMOS. That's TommyJohn.com/TMOS for $25 off site-wide, plus free shipping. Order now so your gifts arrive before the holidays. TommyJohn.com/TMOS. See site for details. Yes, sir. All right, Oscar's got, we've been, you know, a little snippy today,
yeah,
a little negative today.
Yeah.
How about a little positive with little Recco? How about a nice little Recco for a film? You seem pretty
motion
jacked
picture.
About this.
Yes.
An actual online motion picture you can watch.
There is a value proposition from Netflix that we've known for some time now, and it probably started with Bird Box with Sandra Bullock, the movie that came, the first motion picture we saw from Netflix. We're like, wow.
Everyone watched this.
Original movie. We knew they were making movies. We can't believe they're making these high quality movies that
great
don't,
content.
Don't have to be in the theater. Literally go straight to your home or are in the theater. This is pre-pandemic and your home at the same time.
Yeah.
Some options.
It's very, very good. And I'll throw one in at the end here. Not necessarily as enthusiastically as you. So that's why I'm letting you jump in here.
We hear about all the Netflix deals with comedians that they're making 40, 50 million. But we rarely hear about, you know, the Rock deal with Red Notice. I don't know if I know enough about Sandra Bullock's development deal. If she's got like four pictures, five pictures, I don't know. And I'm curious about it because she just released her latest movie, which is The Unforgivable, which for every movie that's out there, like, I know what's going to happen, actually surprises you a little bit. Shocking.
So you're a big fan. The Unforgivable?
Just came out this Friday. Watched it. Liked it so much. Watched it twice.
Wow.
Because I watch it with my wife, and then went to my parents Sunday, and I said, "Let me put the kids in front of the TV and have them watch this."
Is it perfect for the grandparents?
But it's not a holiday movie. It is dark, and it is gritty. But I don't know. It felt appropriate for the season.
Sandra Bullock is, I guess the word would be enigma, because Sandra Bullock, for many many years, made fluffy, kind of kooky, silly movies, and then she'd make an incredible one. You go back and a movie that has, in my opinion, a very, very short shelf life, and it is extremely dated, bordering on offensive now, is The Blind Side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we have kind of grown as a society, and you realize that movie is really over the top. Patronizing you consider, you know,
but wholeheartedly embraced at the time.
It was wholeheartedly embraced, and it is based on a true story.
Sure,
but you know, the most recent thing I read about The Blind Side was trying to think of the offensive lineman's name that the movie was about.
Michael Orr.
Michael Orr was saying he resents that the actor played him so dumb at the beginning, and I get that.
Yeah,
I get that.
Sure.
And it just was kind of, you know, neat and tidy and Hallmarky.
Pat.
And
oh,
I go
it's a
back,
very
and
Pat
I,
story.
But I remember watching that movie for the first time and thinking differently. Now that's weird the way a movie doesn't hold up. But Sandra Bullock can also make good movies, right? Yes. She can do good work, and she is just interesting always when she's on camera.
This is an Academy Award winning film, but to see her take on a role that's not her running away from, you know, the traditional, like, I'm running. It's more, it's a grittier side.
Can you give us the plot, like, in one sentence?
Yes. She is being released from prison after 20 years, and she is searching for her missing and estranged sister, which she was separated with because of the incident that put her in jail 20 years ago.
All right.
And it was just a nice surprise. And it wasn't schmaltzy.
I'm going to give a recommendation because I watched all of it. I think 10 episodes of the first season of a show on Apple Plus.
A lot called of pub for this guy.
Invasion.
Yeah.
And just couldn't tear my eyes away from it. Don't understand
Didn't
all of it.
Did you watch it all in one week? I mean, you just started, right?
Oh, absolutely. I started the end of last week, and I finished it yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it's in scope because there's so many different location shoots that they do. Japan, London, different parts of the United States, Afghanistan. Really amazing in its scope. And then at the end of the day, it's confusing and you're not quite sure what's going on. And I think that's by design. I hope to God there's a second season. because this is one of those cases, if there's not a second season, well, F you, that sucked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if there's a second season, we will see. Last night, watching Succession and Invasion, I did a lot of TV viewing. Sequestered myself in the bedroom, just couldn't take anymore. And this feeling of emptiness. Now, no more Succession and then the
bombed.
Little show that I was
Succession
watching.
Succession was so good, the season finale. Not seriously.
But now Oscar's given me the...
You get to look at this movie now.
The Sandra... And now that I'm thinking about how that movie didn't hold up, The Blind Side, now I'm thinking, how do I be politically correct? All right, let me form this in a way that I wouldn't sound like a guy that did most
the
of
sex
his radio.
The sex appeal is minimal. It's plot written. It's all about the plot.
So, I was going to ask you specifically about Ms. Bullock,
yes.
who has always had a very
unique,
interesting look.
Yes.
And for me, I've always thought, you know, she's very special, I think. She's very
special. And I think you will see that side of her... portfolio of work is not highlighted within this film.
Okay, and because she's now, how old would Sandra
she's
Bullock
still,
be
in, now? In real life?
82.
Looks fantastic.
She'd be in her 50s, yeah, well
she
into her
looks
50s,
fantastic.
Right?
I think she's got to be like 55. I'll find out for you.
Yeah, she doesn't look 55, but she looks great in real life.
And it's gritty, so does she
she's coming
need a
out
lot of scenes without out of prison, not a lot of makeup and stuff.
Think of Bruised, if that was, was that the name of the film?
57.
She's 57?
57.
Okay.
And Mike, there's not a lot of mascara in store.
Yeah, but when you're my age, 57 is okay. Yeah. I mean, really, that's the way you look.
When
right
you're
now,
my age, 57 is okay.
Okay, very good. Thank you. We have to take a break now because we're running super late, and we have to come back with Soundtown. Soundtown coming up right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. And remember those shows, Invasion on Apple Plus and on Netflix, Forgiven.
The Unforgivable.
The Unforgivable, not The Unforgiven. That would be Clint Eastwood. We'll be right back.
Hey, how are you? This is Ray Romano, and I'd like to say hi and Merry Christmas to all our friends at KCJJ. And, you know, I know Robert's a big fan. Don't you like Steve Bridges, Robert?
He's a great American, Raymond. He's a wonderful, talented American.
Yeah, I second that. Hey, KCJJ, Steve Bridges and Company, happy holidays to all you and your listeners. Right, Robert?
Yes, Raymond. Happy holidays.
That's like... Where did you dredge that one up from, like, 10 years ago
or
something?
Great.
That is so old.
It's from last year.
It is. Great. Yeah, okay. So great. Well, maybe I should update my material.
Sprinkle some Christmas stuff in. It's nice.
That's lovely. If you're looking for ways to skip the trip to the post office and dodge all that holiday shopping traffic, why not save time and money with Stamps.com? Stamps.com lets you compare rates, print labels, and access exclusive discounts on UPS and USPS services all year long. Whether you're selling online or running an office or side hustle, Stamps.com can save you a ton of time, money, and stress during the holidays. You can access all the post office and UPS shipping services you need without taking the trip and get exclusive discounts like up to 40% off USPS rates and, listen to this, 76% off UPS. If you spend more than a few minutes a week dealing with mail and shipping, Stamps.com is a lifesaver. You'll save so much time and money, you'll wonder why you didn't start sooner. This is what I want you to do. Save time and money this holiday season with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code TMOS for a special offer that includes a 4-week digital trial plus free postage. And a digital scale. It's not a digital trial. It's a 4-week trial. Free postage and a digital scale. It's not a digital trial.
It's not.
And no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and enter code TMOS. That's it. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Sound Town.
Did you hear that?
Listen, what's that sound?
The big sound in the big town.
The sound. Sound.
There's a new sound.
Sound.
Sound. Sound.
Sound. What a sound.
Sound.
Sound. Sound Town.
The sound.
Sound Town.
Thank you, Charlie.
Sound Town.
I will keep this mercifully brief because, Mike, I know you don't have much patience for the monkeys, but it's very sad that Michael Nesmith died. He was 78.
Yeah, safe home.
And the thing is that he kind of downplayed this for many years. His mom invented liquid paper. She was a graphic designer. So when he was...
I've never heard that before.
But when he...
I'm sorry. That you know,
I'm putting it into perspective, Mike, because this is something
it's
I'm going to say.
Nice.
He painted himself when he auditioned for the Monkees as sort of like a beatnik folk singer, but he always had FU money, so he was the rudest to the record companies and all that stuff. He launched himself on a solo career. And also, know this, if not for Michael Nesmith, probably no Linda Ronstadt, because he wrote Different Drum for the Stone Ponies. So he was, of all the Monkees, probably the most solid musician, and it's sad to me. That Mickey Dolenz, the biggest dick of all, is still alive, and the rest of them are dead. So safe.
That's
home.
A horrible thing to say. No, what are you wishing him dead?
No, I'm just saying I got other favorite monkeys.
But what are the parallels of the monkeys to the Beatles, where the biggest dick still reigns and breathes?
This is very true, Oscar. Very true. And he's.
You know what? Growing up as a baby DJ during the '80s, the Monkees and the Brady Bunch. Have plenty of exposure.
Yeah. Right? They've always been a splinter for you. I know that.
Well, because it's just always. And there are people that love it because it was on the magic box. And all the time.
I wanted to keep it brief, but I did feel I wanted to mention
I mean, the Monkees were an iconic band. Yeah. Absolutely.
Also, Mike, this I play not only because it was a surprise to me, but because now he sounds like you doing an impression of him. Chris Wallace announced that he's leaving Fox Sunday Morning. He's going, after 18 years, he's going to CNN Plus. But listen, this sounds like someone doing a Chris Wallace voice.
After 18 years, this is my final Fox News Sunday. It is the last time, and I say this with real sadness, we will meet like this.
Sadness.
There's a lot you can do on Sunday mornings. The fact you've chosen to spend this hour with us is something I cherish. But after 18 years, I have decided to leave Fox. I want to try something new, to go beyond politics to all the things I'm interested in. I'm ready for a new adventure, and I hope you'll check it out. And so, for the last time, dear friends, that's it for today. Have a great week, and I hope you'll keep watching Fox News Sunday.
My father never loved me.
Question about Mike Wallace and Chris Wallace. Question. So, what's the deep dive on this? I haven't had time to do it.
It came out of the blue, I believe.
Came out of the blue. Is he pissed at somebody? Is he hating the network
I have a good friend
or what?
Who about a month ago was hired for this new CNN Plus coming out. And
what is that, Oscar? Is that going to be a digital operation?
It's softcore porn.
No, it is. what you think it is. It's like Apple Plus, but CNN Plus. It's a premium,
okay,
premium version, digital
premium
version.
Content.
And yeah, he's right, spinning that he wants to get away out of exclusive political stuff.
But in fairness, no, there's no spin here. They're backing up the Brinks truck for this digital play because it's the future. So right, they're bringing as much talent as possible on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, I get it. Okay, that's it. I think that's probably what it is. I'll look into it more because it was very quick.
Yeah.
He played it close to the vest and then he was gone. So what I will miss is that was a balanced program on the Fox News Channel more often than not.
They probably
and
didn't
I will,
like that.
I will miss that. Yeah, I mean, they're saying now it's Tucker Carlson's channel now. You know, I mean, that's really all you're going to get from that end. Tucker, thank you.
Did you see the picture that Madonna posted on the gram of her, essentially her butt as she's laying under a bed?
I had not seen that. No.
Actually, if it's her body, which she claims it is, it looks pretty good. However, 50 Cent did a post and said something to the effect of, look at Madonna still doing like a virgin and she's like 70.
Mm-hmm.
And then he apologized, but Madonna did not accept his apology. Here's the weird thing. She replied with a video, but she animated herself. She almost looks like she's from the movie Frozen.
Okay.
So this is Madonna's real voice, but you have to imagine that this is being an animated Madonna saying this.
Your apology is fake and it's not valid. An apology is not valid if you don't know what you're apologizing for. What you should be apologizing for is your misogynistic, sexist, ageist behavior and remarks. You are trying to put a limit on when women should be able to feel good about themselves. I forgive you, and I hope that one day you wake up and see a different point of view.
Doesn't everybody win with this?
Like, yes. Because I'm just chuckling.
Interesting.
Am I the only one that was just thinking of her ass on that bed the whole time?
No, I was thinking about
Mike, I'm with you. I'm with you.
The ability for her to handle her phone and not fumble it.
Yeah, but the fact is she's talking about the fact, essentially being offended that it was an ageist remark, and then she puts a cartoon of herself up.
Yeah. But how about a clean take?
You know what, Mike? Oscar's right. Everyone wins.
Yeah.
Everybody wins.
I feel better after that story. Yes, I don't know why, but I do.
Right,
I really do.
Let us close with this, Mike. Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss were promoting something to do with the Matrix films, right?
Yes.
Are you familiar with
there's a new film coming
out. Yeah. Are you familiar with the video game Cyberpunk 2077?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Turns out it's very popular to hack that to make it so you can have sex with Keanu Reeves. And so the reporter asked Keanu and Carrie Ann Moss about this, and it's not the reaction I expected.
Do you play video games?
No.
Did you know that in Cyberpunk, you were the most requested hack to make a character that you could have sex with be your character?
Yes.
And it got to a point where the game developer said, no, you can't do this, because we're not sure if we have permission to do this.
Oh.
But, I mean, now that I have you, like, what do you think about that?
Oh, my God, it's always nice when it's nice, and, you know.
Yeah.
Think of how much money is in porn, right? So you could not even have to be there, and people could have digital sex with your digital avatar. Oh, my God. And then you got the VR thing.
I hope that I do not live to see this. God help us.
I'll say this, Mike. When you have digital sex with Keanu Reeves, everybody wins.
Did you hear that? Listen, what's that sound?
I love it. Soundtown. This is the end of Soundtown. Was that the end of Soundtown?
Yeah, that's all I got.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Now leaving Soundtown.
Sorry about that.
It's all right.
I got to fix the thing after the show, Rob, with you.
Yes.
Then I'll fix the thing with Pony, too. And Oscar, you have to go do another thing so you can get out of here.
Yeah.
That's it. We'll be back tomorrow with another brand new episode of Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santadana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Gary Krimble.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.